Quest presents an unabridged recording of Master of Ransom by Lucy Walker. Narrated by Casey Withers. Chapter 1. Sarah Brent stirred in her comfortable slung seat in the Dakota plane. The girl in front of her sat up to adjust her safety belt, ready for landing. And once again, Sarah could see the neat golden curls in a pretty line under the other's close-fitting hat. Sarah wished those golden curls didn't disturb her so much. They did, not so much from envy, though they were so neat and beautiful envy might well have been justified, but because Sarah had met their owner before. She had met Julia Camden in the offices of the Camden Pastoral Company in Adelaide, where Sarah had lately been working as a typist to Clifford Camden, business manager of the company which controlled several properties in the north of Australia. Sarah herself had come to Australia as a typist with a trade commission from the United Kingdom. With her parents' consent, she had transferred to the Camden Pastoral Company to gain experience in the main occupation of the country. Because of her position in this firm, Sarah could not help knowing that Miss Julia Camden, beautiful and sophisticated member of the big grazing family of Camden, was someone exceptionally selfish. Now that Sarah had been sent to work as a kind of organising secretary to the Camden family on their big station north of the 26th parallel, she was disturbed to find Julia on the same plane as herself. If Julia was also bound for the station, then life might prove just a little bit difficult. To begin with, Sarah was nervous of Julia's autocratic and condescending air, as she had sensed it when they had met for a brief moment in Clifford Camden's office in the city. How big was a station homestead, Sarah wondered. The property covered 1 million acres, she knew that. But did that mean the homestead was big enough to allow one to live at close quarters with Julia Camden and be happy? And ought she to make herself known to the other girl? She decided not. If Julia could forget she had ever met Sarah, then Sarah could also have regrettable holes in her own memory. She fingered the clasp of her safety belt as she felt the faint upsurge of stomach muscles and knew they were losing height preparatory to landing. This is it, she thought, and closed her eyes. She knew the most dangerous moments in flying were at the times of taking off and landing. She wished the graziers and station owners didn't do everything by air these days. If God had meant secretaries to fly, he would have given them wings, surely. Sarah had only been in a plane once before, and she was still not very brave about it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?